I'm gonna mute.
I know, with the city meetings, it works just great, but when we were down there in the basement there, it was really difficult to hear you guys, and then for you to hear us. It was really, really difficult, so it's hard to understand everybody, quite honestly. I don't think it was hooked up very well, just from trying to get everybody's, when they ask for a vote or something, it was, you know, we waited a few minutes before somebody could answer, and I don't know, it was kind of a mess, honestly.
Okay, go on.
Okay, well then I'll go ahead and get Facebook Live started.
Hey, Dan?
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Okay. We will go ahead and get started here, and I don't know about Jennifer, but she comes, she comes. So with that, we'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is Tuesday, December 8th, 2020 at 6:02 p.m. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Wiegold.
Here.
Varga.
He's here.
Breffitt.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano. Tad's here. Is he here?
Why am I here? Oh, are you running late? Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I got my volume down.
Okay. What was your question? I'm sorry.
Is Tad here?
Tad is here, yeah.
Oh.
We couldn't hear you, Tad. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We still can't hear you. I don't know what's going on.
Must be muted.
Yep. Oh, that's weird. Hold on a second. Let me see something. I'm going to mute, and then I'm going to try again. How about that, Tad? We'll see if that works out. See if that works. Technological issues. Try again. No. Okay. Well, we usually do hands anyway, so... I don't know if you want to get off or get back on or what you want to do, but we'll figure it out. So if you have any questions, you can let me know. You can text me or something. Okay. So first up for the meeting minutes from our last meeting, which was on Tuesday, November 24th. Were there any changes or corrections? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
Second.
Okay. Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. Yes, 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 yes. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is ordinance number 2020-36. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Okay. Motion by Jenny. I'll give the second to Walt. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2020-36 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-36, an ordinance amending chapter 56, illicit discharge and connection to the municipal stormwater system of title 5 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbus City, Indiana.
So this is the ordinance that came out of our conversation at the last city council meeting regarding the stormwater construction permitting fees. Between Marcia and I and John Goetz, we've been working on this a little bit. I know that Shoda's had something in there too. But obviously what we've tried to do with the schedule, if you will, as a reminder, let me back up for a second. As a reminder, Currently, our stormwater permitting fees are $50. And as you know, there have been multiple projects in the last 10 to 15, well, at least the last 5 to 10 years, that those fees have not covered. Sorry, Jennifer's trying to get in. Those fees have not necessarily covered all of the costs that go with that. So the goal is, obviously, to at least try to make it so that we are able to at least recoup our fees, but then potentially just make a little bit for the stormwater fund themselves. This is not necessarily a money-making venture. It is actually a cost recovery venture more than anything else. So so that's really why we worked through Ordinance 2020-36. So again, if you look on the second page of that ordinance, what we tried to do was still, for effectively, here's what happens when a house is getting built. If it's a single house or a two-family residence, the fee's 50, because honestly, the majority of the work is very, very minimal and doesn't really have a huge role to play. By the way, for the record, Jennifer is now with us. Okay. But for those that are 1 acre or more than an acre, obviously there's a lot of disturbance of land. It takes a lot more stormwater work. John Goetz, our contract employee from the Soil and Water Conservation District, it takes a lot of his time, and certainly, you know, our water department's time as well. And so I think the fees reflect that. So again, the majority of the fees, well, all the fees that are outlined here, are outlined with the guidance of John Goetz, who effectively manages this portion of our stormwater practices, if you will. So with that, I'm definitely open to questions that you may have at this time. Council members? No? No?
I do not.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Jennifer.
I do not.
Okay, thank you. Mike Shoda or Chip, or I mean, does anybody else have questions about this? Okay.
So then I think it's a good idea. Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Chip. So with that, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2020-36 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? Okay, all those in favor show by the usual sign. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is unanimous. Thank you. We'll move that to second reading at the next meeting. Next up on our agenda is the council appointments for the RDC. Council President Crowder.
Mayor, you may have to increase your budget next year. I had to negotiate with Tad and Scott.
Okay.
But both parties were very willing and accept the position to stay on as a representative for the RDC.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Appreciate that. So I need a motion to retain both members to the EDC, or I'm sorry, to the Redevelopment Commission Board for 2021.
Cool.
I got a motion by Dan.
Second.
It's photo finish. I'll give it to Jennifer just because her mic's on. Sorry, Jenny. So I have a motion by Dan, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Other things for the Common Council. Obviously, you know that our next meeting is not going to take place on its normally scheduled date. It is scheduled for the 29th of, I believe, right? The 29th of December. That is our end of year meeting, as always, which is when we tie up the loose ends on the budget. And obviously, we'll have a second reading of stormwater permitting and other things to that effect. Rosie, do you have anything else on that?
No.
Okay. And so, I guess for the department heads that are here, I'll give you first dibs if you have anything for the Common Council.
I have nothing. Let's get this done.
Thank you, Chip. Scott or Shoda? Okay, nothing from Shota. Scott.
Okay, I just wanted to give an update on Braxton Madison. His paperwork is into the state, and the doctors are supposed to review it next week. Rosie called them, and they said to call back on the 17th. So Rosie's going to check back next week, and we'll see how that goes. There should be no reason he doesn't pass. I have one officer that tested positive for COVID. I found out today. He should not affect anybody else, as in he was at training and then had a 3-day separation in between the last time he had any contact with anybody and becoming symptomatic. He started getting the sniffles and went and got tested. Patrolling for presence, that will be at the 8th annual. It'll be the 19th in Morse's Park. It's going to be a drive-through because of COVID restrictions. We don't want to have a big party and have all the children around each other. So, and adults, so we're going to have a drive-through where they're going to drive through between 5 and 7 p.m. at fields 5 and 6 and pick up their gift bag with their gifts and stuff. So that's what we're doing this year with the patrolling for presence. And I think that's it.
Questions for Scott or the other department heads? Okay. We'll start with Walt.
I have nothing.
Tad? I hate to ask because you can't really say anything, but let me try.
Hey, Tad, will you tell us about RDC today, please?
Oh, okay. So, Tad, I'll maybe pinch it for you here. Yeah. So the Redevelopment Commission met today. There was a lot of discussion about the LML, former Cardinal Green site, that about the actual remediation of that piece of property. So obviously we've been working with the same company now for a while, and Chip, help me with I know it's Jim Alvarez, but what's the name of the company of the, go ahead.
SME,
thank you. And so they are, they presented something to the Redevelopment Commission to do the remediation, which includes basically liquid injection of reagents and other things to help neutralize effectively the chemicals that are in the ground. That, I think, adds up to somewhere around $400,000+. That still leaves $200,000 to $300,000 potentially in the account for future use on that property, again, assuming that everything goes as planned. So there's kind of a bit of an insurance policy there with that additional dollars, but Redevelopment Commission decided to move ahead with that contract. It's been executed. We've appropriated those dollars. So that was really kind of the prime topic. Also, from a appointment standpoint, I'll let you know that Pat Hatcher has decided to step down with that. Obviously, they're year-long appointments. So she thanked everybody, and she decided to step down. So I have appointed Samara Thompson, who is formerly Samara Qureshi, to take over that position. So she will start in January. I think that's about as much as I remember from the RDC meeting. So hopefully I did Tad justice there. Jennifer.
I have nothing.
Jenny.
I have nothing.
Daniel.
The ditch that we funded a while back, if you go up there and take a look, all the trees have been removed. They should be dipping it as we speak, which gets out to some of the stumps. There were some major tree stumps right in the middle of that thing that
really
caused a lot of havoc.
Is this down by the Methodist Church?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was up there and took a look at it. It looks a lot different without the trees, obviously.
That's
but
so.
It's also, hopefully they're getting it dipped yet this week,
okay.
Which means getting all the stuff out of the ditch,
yep.
And then smoothing it out. So it's looking really good. So. You know, I know it's going to help Mr. Shota's drainage up there. Now, hopefully it doesn't blow the lid off the manhole again. So hopefully that starts functioning better.
Great. Excellent. Thank you. Rosie.
I have nothing.
Nothing. For my purposes, obviously, we're in the midst of evaluation season right now. We have moved all of my evaluations, minus my assistant, to Zoom. So we are now doing Zoom evaluations at this point. Earlier today, I met with the Lieutenant Governor's office just to kind of give updates of what's going on in Columbia City. Obviously, we talked a little bit about US 30. They are very well aware of that. They hear it from everybody along the 30 corridor when they go and talk to them. So I think that's good. Also, Lori and Chip and I are working on a grant opportunity regarding the trail, as well as potentially maybe funding free public Wi-Fi around the city. So we're working on that. Had another meeting with legislators today just to talk about city and town issues in preparation for this coming legislative session. And then this afternoon, Beth and Rosie and I met regarding the annual awards banquet, and we made the determination that obviously amid this pandemic and other issues, mainly the pandemic obviously, and with the work schedules being separated, it does not make sense for us to do our annual awards banquet in January. So we're going to go ahead and we'll be sending out letters here within the next 2 weeks to all the employees and elected officials and everybody, just letting everybody know. But instead, in lieu of a party, we're going to take those dollars and basically give everybody a Kroger gift card to help with their Christmas dinner this year. We felt like that probably made the most sense of utilizing of those dollars. And hopefully 2022 we'll be able to get together January 22 to celebrate 2021. We didn't feel like it made a whole lot of sense for us to get all or as many employees as we can together in one room for a banquet. So yes, Jennifer.
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to let everyone know that we will be out next week judging Christmas lights. So you've got another couple of days to get them up if you haven't done so already. Okay. See a lot of participation around the community, and we're pretty excited about that.
Great. Thank you. Ballard Woods House is going to be hard to beat again, although I know we don't usually do back-to-back media air, back-to-back wins and stuff, but his house is pretty well done.
Related, we are going to print a list of houses that have received a recommendation.
Oh, okay.
So that, if nothing else, people can go around and check out some of the houses that have been nominated for this year. Being that we can't get out and about and do things that we normally do, it's a good opportunity to get around and look at the community, and you can stay safe in your car with your family. So.
Indeed. Agreed. Thank you. That's great. Anything else? I'm looking over my schedule real quick just to see if there's anything else I need to let you know about. We obviously are waiting to see what the state, the Indiana State Department of Health is going to come out with, what level Whitley County is starting tomorrow. I don't anticipate it's going to be much different than where we're at now. I looked today and our positivity rate is now the second highest in the state. I don't know if that's good or bad, anyway, so I anticipate that probably at the next meeting I will have some recommendation on obviously what we're planning to do as city government moving forward for an additional month or whatever. So I'm working with Rosie and Sally to kind of figure out from a scheduling perspective and all that stuff. So at our meeting on the 29th, I'll have an update of kind of where we're at with the employee scheduling piece of that. So any other questions or things that you have for me? Chip, do you have something? Because you're muted. Okay. Well, with that being said, we will adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you on the 29th. And just so you're aware, Board of Works will meet in special session, although it'll be a regular meeting on the 17th at noon. I apologize. So we'll have an executive session at noon, and then we'll have at 1 o'clock, we'll actually have the public meeting. So just so you're aware. Okay? Okay. Thanks, everybody. See you later.
Good night.
See ya.
Good night.
Goodbye.